Banking officials in Alaska say their institutions are sound. Despite the national economic crisis, there have been no recent failures among Alaska banks. Industry representatives say that's because their companies have largely stayed away from the risky practices that have caused huge problems elsewhere in the country. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein reports.
Actually, we've really had no impact. We didn't invest in any of the mortgage-backed securities. We kind of saw the writing on the wall about 2-3 years ago and decided that wasn't our game plan.
Jason Cook is vice president of First Bank and manages its branches in Petersburg and Wrangell. The Ketchikan-based institution is big in southeast Alaska, but small by national standards. Cook says First Bank takes a conservative approach to investing.
They know the stuff that we do are government-backed bonds, some of the stuff. So it's very safe, low interest rate, not big returns. It has to be. It has to be safe when you're dealing with other people's money.
Also, Cook says most of First Bank's home mortgages are arranged with the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, which is the actual lender. AHFC is a state loan program careful to ensure that a borrower can actually afford to make payments. Cook believes such careful lending techniques have helped keep Alaskan banks more secure.
I know people are worried out there, but the state of Alaska in general has not been impacted near what has happened to the lower 48 states. We're not seeing any, substantial foreclosure rate up here compared to down there. So as for the whole state, I know at least in southeast, it's good. You've seen an economic downturn just in general because we're going to feel that, just due to what's happening. But overall, we're looking pretty good up here.
Cook's perspective is shared by others in the industry who say that, for the most part, banks in Alaska have not exposed themselves to the kinds of risks that have sunk banks elsewhere. Practices like subprime lending, where borrowers have poor credit, interest-only loans, or loans without verifying the borrower's income. David Lahr is Senior Vice President and General Counsel of First National Bank of Alaska and President of the Alaska Bankers Association.
Banks locally didn't make, for the most part, any of these so-called subprime loans, and those that were made were sold to investors elsewhere, so they are not exposed to any risk in that regard. And then there is the matter of this liquidity risk, the devaluation of mortgage-backed assets, securities. For the most part, none of the banks in Alaska have any substantial exposure to those because they didn't make investments in them of any significant quantity.
The situation is similar for larger national banks that have a major presence in Alaska, like Wells Fargo. Zach Hayes is manager of Wells Fargo in Petersburg and Wrangell. He says the San Francisco-based company is diversified enough that it's been able to roll with the punches and remain fairly strong through the crisis.
The anchor to the whole problem seems to be what we call subprime mortgages, high-risk loans that in the past we wouldn't do. Banks in general became a lot more comfortable with doing those loans. Obviously, when you do a high-risk loan, the chances of it going bad are higher. We, in the past and presently, do a certain amount of subprime mortgages. They're such a small percentage of the overall portfolio that although we have taken losses in those, it hasn't been enough to bring us down, as you've seen happen with other banks.
In fact, Wells Fargo stock has not only remained pretty stable over the past year, it was on the upswing in September despite the market turmoil. Still, like everywhere else, the national situation has prompted concern in Alaska. Hayes says he has spent a lot of time reassuring customers that all is well with his bank.
I recommend that they take the time to research the financial strength of the company that they're using. I generally bring up Wells Fargo stock, for example, and show them how strong we are, how well we're doing. We are, as a company, very proud of the fact that we are one of two banks worldwide to be rated by S&P, Standard & Poor's, as a AAA company. And we are one of two banks globally and the only one in the U.S. to have that rating.
A AAA rating from Standard & Poor's means a bank is considered extremely strong and capable of meeting their financial commitments. Also, customers at Wells Fargo, First Bank, and other Alaska banks that are members of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation have protection for their money. If a member bank fails, the FDIC will cover each depositor's losses up to $100,000. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.